What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. And we talked about we would give our opinions on the over and unders for the teams in the NFC. So, Charlie, you throw it. I'll hit it. Well, we'll both hit it, but I'll hit it first. Start from top to bottom.
Yeah, Mike, we're calling this the NFC stock market, and we'll do an AFC one later down the road as well. But starting with the Eagles at the top of the mountain, obviously defending champions, 11.5 ahead of the 2025 season is what Vegas is setting the market at. By the way, for those wondering, we're using BetMGM's odds for this list.
Charlie, I think they get to 12, so I'm going to go to the over on that. Man, you know, normally you lose your coordinators, and they did lose one with Kellen Moore coming to the Saints. But, you know, Vic Fangio's still there. They had a little movement in the secondary with losing some key people there at the corner position. Big play Slay moving on. But you know what? Man, that offensive line, that running game, the receivers, Jalen Hurts, I'm going to say they get to 12, so I'm going to go over on it.
I'm right there with you, man. Listen, 11.5 feels a little bit low. I could see this team getting to even 13 wins, 13-4 type of record for the 2025 season. But 11.5, I'm taking the over with the Eagles. I don't think that's any shock. I think that's a pretty safe bet as well. Mike, the next one's pretty spicy right off the bat. The Lions, 10.5. I kind of brought this up with you off air a little bit. This number scares me just a little bit. Losing both of your coordinators in the offseason, losing your all-pro center with Frank Ragnow. I'd be a little bit hesitant to take the over on the Lions.
I'm going to go over on it. I just think that they got to be better on defense because they had so many injuries last year. It's tough when you lose both coordinators and you lose your starting center. That is difficult. You can next man up stuff don't apply to Frank Ragnow, just like it don't apply to Tristan Wirfs. It don't apply to Ragnow either. But you know what? I think they're the class in the NFC North. I think they get to 11 wins, so I'm going to go over.
I'll take the under, but I think it's like a 10-win team, just because the NFC North will be very difficult. All those teams in that division are going to really give them a tough run for their money. So I'll go under on the Lions, my first under of the day, and it's not going to stop anytime soon, because up next we got the 49ers, Mike. 10.5 for San Francisco ahead of the 2025 season. I know that they had all those injury issues this past year, but they've lost some pieces, man, from that team that made it to the Super Bowl just a couple of years ago. I don't know about you, Mike. I'm taking the under from 10.5. That's a little bit too high for me.
Same here. I know we've had a couple guests that have said, oh, 49ers, you know, or the team to watch. Man, you know, they've gotten older. Tell me how many games Trent Williams plays.
Right.
You know, McCaffrey's one thing. He's a tremendous player, and I'm not trying to take anything from him. But they still can run the ball without Christian McCaffrey. Man, Trent Williams was the guy when he was in the lineup, he made such a big difference in their rushing attack and also protecting the quarterback with Brock Purdy. I'm going to go the under on here with the 49ers. They may get to 10 wins. I don't see them getting to 11.
I'm right there with you, Mike. And up next, we got another NFC West team, the LA Rams, who I actually consider the class of the NFC West. They're at 9.5. Mike, this one's just as surprising as the 49ers being 10.5. I would swap these two. I'm taking the Rams over 9.5 wins. I think we've talked about this multiple times throughout the offseason. If you look at the team that gave Philadelphia the best game in the postseason, it was none other than the LA Rams. They add, obviously, Devontae Adams in the offseason to bolster it with Puka Nacua and that passing attack with Matt Stafford, who's still slinging it at his old age. Give me the over with the Rams. I like their young defensive line. I like their offensive weapons. 9.5 feels a little bit low. I think they could be the 2 seed in the NFC this year.
I think they get to double digits, so I'm going to go over there. Now, they paper thin. I mean, at every position, they are paper thin. And if Stafford goes down, then he got issues. Yeah. But I'm a big Matt Stafford fan. I think he's a terrific football player. Bringing in Devontae Adams to team up with Puka, you got quite a duo there. And they can run the ball. People don't give him a lot of credit, but Kyren Williams, man, he is really good at running back. They got a young defense, I think can only get better, but they had trouble stopping the run last year. Man, Philly fed it to him, you know, and not once, twice. Really kind of beat them up inside. And when you play in a big game like that, other teams try to repeat it. But I still believe Sean McVay, Stafford, they get to 10 wins. I'm going to go over with the Rams.
We're heading back to the NFC East for this next one, Mike. Team that was in the NFC Championship game this past year, the Washington Commanders, set just like the Rams at 9.5 for the upcoming season.
That's a toughie for me because I do believe that that's a team that could take some slippage. I don't believe in their defense. Man, listen, I think the world of Jaden Daniels. And offensively, they are a pretty tough team overall. But defensively, they got some age there. They got some deficiencies. But 9.5, I think Jaden Daniels gets them to 10.
Right.
So I'm going to go the over on here. I'm going to say at 9.5, I think they get to 10.
Couldn't agree more. This is a 10, maybe an 11-win team for the upcoming year. Dan Quinn is awesome. Like, we love Jaden Daniels down here as well, but what he was able to do with a very undermanned defense and getting them to the point that they got last postseason, incredible stuff. In Washington, 9.5, I'll take the over as well. It's a 10 or 11 win team. That's what Jaden Daniels can provide you right off the bat. So moving a little bit further down the ladder here, Mike, we're staying at the same number, the Green Bay Packers, 9.5 over under.
I'm going to go over with the Packers. I'm a Packers fan. I think Jordan Love can turn it up. They run the ball well. Man, the cornerback spot is a little iffy for me. But everybody's got a hole somewhere down the line. You know what? I think they get the 10 wins, and so I'm going to go over with the Packers.
This is a really, really tight one because I could see this team being 9-8, 10-7. I would stay away from this number. But if you're having to ask me, I would kind of flip towards the over here. I would say that they get to double-digit wins, but just barely. I don't think this is a team that's going to get upwards of like 12 wins this upcoming season. But 9.5, I think it's a good number by Vegas. I'll take the over, but just barely. Up next, we got the first NFC South team mentioned, Mike. The Buccaneers, 9.5 over-under.
Man, before the worst thing, this was easy. I would have said it's an easy over. They the only team that I think in the NFC South that can get to 10 wins. I think they squeak it out and they get to 10. So I'm going to go with a 10-win Bucs team and the over.
I'll take the under here, Mike. The worst thing scares me, and I think that they still could potentially win the NFC South with a 9-8 type of record. I know that, you know, Baker Mayfield and the offensive weapons that they've got, their defense also worries me a little bit. The new play caller worries me a little bit. And obviously Tristan Wirfs, your all-world left tackle, being out for at least the first 4 weeks definitely worries me. I'll take the under. I think the Buccaneers will start off a little bit slow without Wirfs. Maybe they'll pick it up in the second half of the season and still win the NFC South. But it's going to be, once again, with like a 9-8 type of record. Give me the under for the Buccaneers here. A little bit further down the list, Mike, the Bears, 8.5 over-under.
I'm going to go under here. I think they can get to 8 wins. But in that division, as tough as it is, year one with Ben Johnson, and unless he's a miracle worker, I still see some flaws there, their offensive line. Can he get Caleb Williams to calm down and not put himself in a position to get sacked as much? And they got some holes on the defensive side of the field, too. I'm going to go under here with the Bears.
Mike, we basically have a bunch of teams right in the middle, the glut of the NFC, that you're either expecting to have a winning or a losing record. So there's going to a lot of these teams I'm about to throw out there are going to have the over-under set at 8.5. The Bears being the first one, I think a lot of folks are optimistic, but it's just a little bit too early for me to put any type of bet on it. You know, Caleb Williams has got issues, Mike. And I know that he was sacked all these times, like 60-plus times in his rookie campaign, and people will blame the offensive line for that. But a lot of it really is on him. Right. And you look at some of his tape from college, and he loved, you know, turning his back to the defense and kind of doing the spin. You can't do that in the NFL. Like, they will just eat you alive. And so he's got to figure out how to get that out of his game. I think Ben Johnson is a great young offensive mind. I don't know how he'll be as a head coach. Give me the under. I understand the optimism for the Bears, but I'm not really willing to bet on it right now. Up next, Mike, another team that we've talked with a couple different folks about that they're pretty optimistic about as well, the Cardinals, 8.5 over-under.
I still don't think they're going to make, but they a tough team. They play you hard. But, man, Kyler Murray last year, he started so well early, and then he trailed off late. You know what? I'm going to go under here. I think they get to 8 wins, but I don't think they are a 9-10 win team. So I'm going to go under here with Arizona.
This is another really good line set by Vegas. If it was 7.5, I would take the over, Mike. It's 8.5. It's a hard, hard sell. I'm right there with you. I think it's like an 8-9 type of team. So give me the under here, but I understand the reason for optimism with the Cardinals ahead of the 2025 season.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Up next, the Vikings, who were kind of the surprise team in the NFC this past year. 8.5 over-under win total. You know, you lose Sam Darnold in the offseason. J.J. McCarthy's one big question mark, Mike.
Yeah, and, man, they won so many games last year late. And Sam was unbelievable. You got to give him credit. Until real late in the year, man, he was really on a heater. Then he cooled off late when they put a lot of pressure on him. I think if there's one team that takes a little bit of a slide this year, it's the Vikings. I don't think they were as good as they were last year. I think they kind of overplayed their record, to be honest with you. But you are what your record says you are. So, you know, hey, they did it when they had to do it. I think this year I'm going to go the under on the Vikings.
Mike, that division is tough. We've already mentioned it twice with Green Bay and Detroit. Give me the under with the Vikings. I agree with you 100%. Those six games, I think, will definitely hurt the Vikings a little bit. And this team kind of screams 7-10 to me. You know, I don't have enough faith because I haven't seen it with JJ yet. I understand the optimism with him specifically, just like I understand the optimism with the Cardinals. But give me the under with the Vikings at 8.5. Up next, we're going back to the NFC West, Mike, the Seahawks, 8.5 over-under.
I got not a lot of faith in the head coach. I'm going to go under.
You're not a Mike McDonald fan?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I think he's a great coordinator.
Okay.
I really do. I he knows defense really well. Their offensive line was El Stinko last year.
Yes,
I mean, they really I don't know what was happening there. And maybe Kubiak could come in there and the people he brought in that were with the Saints. But you know what? I'm going to go under here. I just think this is a football team that has got a lot of question marks and maybe questioning themselves.
Similar thing here, Mike, 8-9 type of team is what I expect from the Seahawks. Like, once again, I had mentioned with the Cardinals, I will go under 2, but just barely. I think this is a team that could go over, but, you know, how big of an upgrade is Sam Darnold from what Geno Smith provided them?
Especially, can you catch lightning in a bottle twice?
How bad that offensive line was last year. I know that they bring in Gray Zabel in the first round this past season, which a lot of people loved, you know, myself included, just because they desperately need that interior offensive line help. But at the same time, yeah, 8.5 feels like a pretty good number here. I'll go under just barely, though. This is like an 8-9 type of team. Up next, the Falcons over under 7.5, Mike.
I'm going to go over. I think they barely get over, but I'm going to go Falcons to get to 8 wins.
I'll buy the Penix stock. I like Mike Penix. I think that he'll get them over this number. They're maybe an 8-9, 9-8 type of team. So I'll go over the 7.5 here as well. Up next, Mike, the Cowboys, 8.5, the last 8.5 over-under win team for the NFC.
I'm going to go under. Still question marks. Can this team stop the run? And how effective are they running the football and stopping a run? It's got a lot of the same question marks the Saints do. They have some flash out on the edge. Certainly with C.D. Lamb, Dak Prescott's back healthy. You saw this team sort of piece it together late where they played really solid football. But you know what? I'm going to go under there. I don't know what type of head coach Schottenheimer's going to be, so I'm going to go under with the Cowboys.
I'm right there with you, Mike. I like some of the moves that they made in the offseason, bringing in Pickens. I know that he could be kind of considered a head case, but he's super, super talented alongside C.D. Lamb. Their running back room is still suspect. The draft that they had was pretty solid, all things considered, despite people hating on the Tyler Booker pick in the first round. I will go under here, though, just for the reason that you mentioned right at the end there. He's Schottenheimer. I don't know what they were doing with this head coaching search, Mike. 8.5, it's a pretty good number, once again, but I will take the under here for the Cowboys. And then moving a little bit further down the list, the Panthers, over under 6.5, Mike.
I think they're the second-best team in the NFC, so I'm going to go over with the Panthers. I think what you saw last year, they had some momentum. Bryce looked as though he had turned a corner. You add Tech McMillan to the mix here. Another year under his belt with Xavier Leggett. So at receiver, they ran the football pretty well last year, to be honest with you. So I think they're a better team than the Falcons, to be honest with you. I think they finished second in the NFC South, so I'm going to go over with the Panthers.
I agree on the over. I don't know if they finish. The Falcons and the Panthers are like 2A, 2B. It almost feels like in the NFC South this upcoming year. I will take the over. 6.5 feels low, Mike, especially what you saw from Bryce Young in the second half of last season. You don't need to convince me very easily to buy stock in Dave Canales. I like him a lot as heading into his second year head coach of the Carolina Panthers. 6.5, I will take the over on Carolina this upcoming season. And then we have two more teams in the NFC, Mike. First, starting off in the East, the New York Giants over under 5.5 in what is a gigantic year for Joe Shane and Brian Daboll.
This could be a disaster waiting to happen here with the Giants. Not that they don't have some talent up front along their defensive line. I think Dexter Lawrence, you can make a case. He's the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL right now before he got hurt. They got some edge pressure people, and then you get Abdul Carter. Certainly helps you there. Malik Nabers on offense. Who's playing quarterback for them? And so this could go downhill real quick for the Giants. I'm going to go under, and they could end up being one of those teams that play for the first pick in the draft.
I think it's a really funny bet, Mike. I'm right there with you on taking the under. My question, the 5.5, that's the over-under for weeks before we see Jackson Dart, I would say.
Yes.
Like, legitimately, I will take the under for the Giants. I have no idea what they've done this offseason. I understand, you know, kind of building their trenches, specifically the defensive front, to have something that they can battle teams with and feel good about. Give me the under on the New York Giants, 5.5. I agree. I think they're closer to a 3-win team this upcoming season. And last but not least, the New Orleans Saints right there with the Giants, the only other team in the NFC at 5.5, Mike.
Yeah, just after the schedule, you and I talked about it. I looked at it, 5-6 wins would be, to me, what this team is looking for. In the first year under Kellen Moore, I'm going to go over here, but I think just barely. But I think they're a team that could get you 6 wins. So if you catch it at 5.5, and in some places it's actually 5, but still you got to get to 6 wins to get your money in your pocket. You know what? I'm going to go to over on here. I think they get to 6 wins.
The number is tough, Mike. I'll take the over 2. And I just remember talking with Greg Allman about this yesterday. He said that 6 to 7 wins would be a major success in
yes.
year one under Kellen Moore. So I think that Coach Moore can get him to that point. So I will take the over as well, but not by much. I think it's, once again, a good number by Vegas. So that is our NFC stock market segment, Mike. And, you know, over-unders on a lot of different teams we feel good about. Some teams that we think are going to fall off ahead of the 2025-26 season.
And come Monday, you and I will do the AFC teams, and we'll get that in the same segment at 5:20. But there's always a team that falls off, and there's always a team that makes that run that you didn't expect to. It's who's going to be that team that makes that run that we didn't think would be there at that stage. I think Minnesota takes a step back.
I agree.
Man, just by the way they played and how they won games, Darnold had a magical year in Minnesota, and it paid off for him with that huge contract with Seattle. Now, I don't know if Seattle can protect him like the Vikings protect him last year, and they don't have Jefferson either, that receiver. So it'd be interesting to see who becomes that team like the Commanders that made that run. Nobody picked this at this time of year. Last year, you might have thought that they could get to 7 to 8 wins, but to be an 11-win team, Charlie, no one thought that. No,
there's going to be that one surprise win squad, Mike, and maybe it's the Cardinals, maybe it's the Bears. It's going to be one of those teams that set it like 8.5, maybe a 7.5 type of team that's going to surprise a lot of folks this year.
That's it for our over and under segment on the NFC. And again, Charlie and I will do this Monday. We'll do the AFC at 5:20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.